T and stations like it have been major support vehicles
for albums and for radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Harlan, and you're listening to KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM.
The 8-track tape format was introduced in 1965 and held its reign through the 1970s. This is our focus. In the beginning, 8-track was an automotive-only format, so music from this period sounded best when it was played really loud through Jensen Triac speakers mounted on the back dash of a Camaro. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear on 8-track Radio.
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the games. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
KPFT 90.1, and that's the record that made the rest of the country, aside from Texas, aware of ZZ Top. LaGrange right there from Trace Ombres, kicking off another edition of 8-Track Radio here on KPFT. I'm Tom Richards, glad to have you along for this salute to music of the 8-Track era, 1965 all the way through the 70s. music that sounds really good, really loud, when you're driving really fast. Coming up a little bit later on, The Stones, 10 Years After, The Who, Heart, and right now, time for High on the Prog. Each week we feature a progressive rock classic, and tonight it's Yes and Siberian Katru, KPFT 90.1. That's Yes on 8-Track Radio, this week's edition of our High on the Prog feature, Siberian Katru, from the album Close to the Edge, which most people think is Yes's best. Some might argue for Fragile, but, well, they're both awfully good. This is 8-Track Radio, and coming up a bit later on, our weekly Bringing It Back Alive feature, live recordings from the 70s, and this is a real treat coming up. It's Mad Dogs and Englishmen, Joe Cocker on the vocals, and Leon Russell leading the band. That's in just a bit, but right now it's time for Pulling It All Together, a set of songs that have something in common, a thread binding them all. And this week, we're going to listen to the hardest rocking acoustic songs, songs that feature an acoustic guitar, but still know how to get the job done. Like this one from The Who. I don't need to tell you what it is.
Sound of Martin George, feed those Crazy, crazy. So I'm here to
know, a lot of people don't think of Jumpin' Jack Flash as an acoustic song, but in fact it is, at least the basic guitar track is. What happened was that Keith Richards had been given one of the first portable cassette decks. They were made by the Philips company, and these decks had a built-in compressor. So what would happen is if Keith would play his guitar really loud and stridently right next to the recorder, this compressor would kick in and just make the thing sound huge. So that's how he laid down the basic guitar tracks, and they were transferred over to a multi-track reel. And there you go, a unique sound. Also one that was used on Street Fighting Man, which we heard a little bit earlier in the set. Started out with Pinball Wizard. We also heard Crazy on You from Heart. And wedged in there, I'd Love to Change the World from Alvin Lee and 10 Years After. Pulling it all together this week, acoustic songs that rock hard. This is 8-Track Radio. I'm Tom Richards, and if you'd like to make a request, if you have ideas for future shows, please do send me an email. The address is 8trackradio@gmail.com. And it's time now, as promised, for Bringing It Back Alive. Each week we feature classic live recordings from the 1970s, and this week it's Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which featured Joe Cocker and Leon Russell. Joe was the lead vocalist, and Leon Russell put the band together and served as the band leader. This was recorded in March of 1970, and check it out. Just a wonderful relic of the era, but I call it a relic, but still sounds pretty fresh today. Check it out on 8-Track Radio, KPFT 90.1.
Change it all. Change it all.
Lost, all I say, but at the time,
Yes.
She came in through the bathroom window. She came in through the bathroom window.
Ticket for an aeroplane. We'll be right back. Okay, then, yes. Lady, it is, my love.
Yeah. Thank you indeed. Leon Russell, Chris Tainton.
KPFT 90.1, it's 8-track radio, and that's Bringing It Back Alive this week. Selections from the album Mad Dogs and Englishmen, which commemorated a tour in early 1970 by Joe Cocker. Leon Russell playing piano and serving as music director for the whole extravaganza. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, by the way, the title comes from a song by Noel Coward. And this was a tour that really helped put Joe Cocker on the map, but some people felt like it was, when it was all said and done, it was more about Leon Russell and that he had used the tour to elevate his visibility and his presence in the rock and roll world. Well, who knows, but still a great recording, and we heard Feeling All Right, She Came In Through the Bathroom Window, The Letter, and Delta Lady. All right there, Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Here on 8-Track Radio, our weekly salute and celebration to music of the 8-Track era, music that sounds really good, really loud, when you're driving really fast. From 1965, when the 8-track format was introduced, all the way through the 70s, that was the heyday of the 8-track and the heyday of the music that a lot of us still love. I'm Tom Richards, and I'm glad you tuned in this evening. I hope you can join me every Thursday evening at 10 o'clock for 8-track radio. But keep in mind that if that time doesn't work out for you, or if you're like out at a show, you miss it, well, fear not, you can go to the archives, kpft.org. Head to that website and click on archives. The menu will pop up and you'll look for 8-track radio, select the show, and then you'll have a number of options with dates of the shows that you can listen to, and it's right there, right in your lap. Radio on demand, music on demand. It's that kind of 21st century world at this point. If you'd like to send me an email, ideas, suggestions, comments, that sort of thing, well, the address is 8trackradio@gmail.com. Spell out the 8 in 8-track, E-I-G-H-T, 8trackradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And again, thanks for sharing this great music with me. It just reminds me of my gloriously misspent youth, and hopefully it brings back a memory or two for you as well. So, until next week, as we say, crank it up.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Music matters more than ever. It's a refuge at the end of a long day, a shot of energy when you need it, and the perfect outlet to express the difficulties of living in the world today. KPFT is a place where music is valued and shared. It's a community resource that provides something beyond words, and KPFT relies on your support. Listeners who take the step to become contributors are our most important source of funding. During this membership drive, please make a gift in support of the uncommon music that matters more than ever on KPFT. Please give online at kpft.org or call 713-526-5738 now.
Hey y'all, it's Susan Darrow, your host of Border Radio right here on KPFT. I hope you'll join me for Border Radio Monday through Friday mornings from 9:30 to noon on KPFT Houston.
Greetings. You are listening to the Sweet Nightmares radio show hosted by DJ Metalord, playing the classics and the newest releases of the most extreme underground. Sweet Nightmares radio show, supporting the underground since 1987 on 90.1 KPFT-FM Houston.